Hi, this is Ian Green. I'm here with Alan Carrington. It's Between the Buttons, and today we're talking to Professor Bob Hill, Executive Dean of Science at the University of Adelaide. And Bob, I don't really need to introduce you because you have been on every media outlet that exists in the last few days. You're something of a media celebrity, domestically, nationally, internationally. Why is it so, Bob?
Oh, well, thank you. Not a space I'm used to being in, I must say, but it's
but because... you've done it very well, I must say.
Thank you.
Yes.
The reason for this is that we've been looking for a long time at our curriculum. We decided it was time for a change. Science is moving very fast, and we realised the textbooks weren't keeping up with the pace of change. We'd looked at a lot of ways to change this, and the real limit we'd had was lack of the right hardware to deliver to students with. The iPad came along, we saw the opportunity, we had that tested professionally, and they agreed that this was the right way to go. So we made the decision that we would go out with free iPads to all our commencing students next year as a trial.
That's ambitious.
Okay. Let's just repeat this so everyone in the audience has heard it. Free iPads for every student in science.
First year
student in science from 2011.
You've got a lot of people. Whoa, a lot of people's attention on that one.
We've got a lot of hits now. Alan's just run out to get his enrolment papers for a first year course. Bob, what particular problems is this going to address again? How's this going to change the nature of science learning and teaching at Adelaide Uni?
I think it makes it much more flexible. I mean, some of the problems with textbooks, they're expensive, they're often well over $100, they're heavy, they're often well over 1,000 pages, weigh several kilos, and we rarely use the entire textbook. So it might be that you buy the whole textbook and then through the whole of first year you might only use a quarter of it. We've been looking at that and seeing that isn't satisfactory as a way to deliver. So we wanted something far more flexible for delivery, and we've now seen that there's electronic resources around where instead of buying the whole textbook, you can buy chapter by chapter. That's not only more convenient, but it's much cheaper for the students. This is an e-reader, really, the iPad in that particular format.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more flexibility in that comes with an iPad, and the thing I really like about it is the way it allows the staff, the person teaching and the students being taught, to interact with each other so that teaching becomes much more of a team effort with both sides participating in the learning experience, whereas in the past teaching has very much been the talking head at the front and the student just having to sit there and absorb. So I think that's the major breakthrough from my perspective.
Okay, so realisation of a great constructivist dream at last, and realisation of the dreams we had from 10 to 15 years ago about the digital backpack no longer having to carry around books and things like that. So this seems to herald in a kind of a new approach to learning and teaching in science. Is the traditional lecture gone now? Is that no longer tenable?
Oh, look, I think we will see the traditional lecture phase out to some degree, but what won't phase out, certainly not in the near future, and I suspect not at all, is the power of face-to-face learning. So what we don't want to see this project as being is a replacement for face-to-face learning. It's an add-on. But what face-to-face learning can become now is really valuable time where you're dealing with the important issues about learning, and a lot of the background information that students need to get can be the online experience. So I see this as actually making face-to-face teaching a lot more powerful and a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's definitely an empowerment thing. And it also gives a teacher a tremendous ability to be flexible and how he uses technology, he or she uses technology in the classroom. It's exciting.
And it's been interesting for me. I mean, the faculty is such a diverse range of subjects and people and the way they teach. There's no one model that's going to work here. I mean, we've got at one end theoretical physicists who are working with complex equations that are best handwritten on a board. That's just the best way of delivery. Right through to at the very other end, you know, some of the high-tech things where a completely different level of communication is required, or field-based courses where you've got geology or ecology. So this isn't a one-size-fits-all. We needed a very flexible environment, and I think we've done the best we can in that regard.
Yeah, okay. And to a degree, although this kind of interview, in a sense, is device-centric, if you like. We're excited about the free devices, and Alan and I are going to enroll and get one at the end of this interview. But really, the whole project is not device-centric. The whole project is about rethinking the nature of teaching and learning, and the iPad as one means of doing that, one medium for doing that. So.
Yeah, that's right. It's very easy to focus on the fact that we've chosen a device. As a matter of social equity, I think we decided we had to make it free. And I think, you know, I'll defend that decision. I think that was the right way to go. But what this project is really about is redesigning a curriculum and redesigning the whole way we go about teaching. And that's what's really got the staff interested and excited about this project.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous. And so what are some of the challenges or some of the resistance you've been facing?
Challenges and resistance. There's been a lot of them. The thing I find strange as a non-computer person, I mean, one of the things I've discovered is what a polarising environment the Apple versus the rest is out there. I had no idea that this was going to create the kind of fuss that it had.
How very naive of you, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, I said I do well if I can make my microwave work two times out of three. So yeah. I wasn't ready for the technological side of this. There are a lot of challenges. I mean, the wireless network, if this was used to its ultimate, I doubt whether there's a wireless network in the world that could manage it. So, you know, we've got some infrastructure changes in the university that'll have to go along with this. It won't work perfectly day one, but anyone coming in on this trial is in for a very interesting ride, and you can just imagine it's a little bit like I described. We started veterinary science here 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The first cohort of students in vet science, things weren't perfect, but the students were excited. They were happy to go with the fact that the staff were learning with the students. And 50 years from now, they will always be the first cohort of students that were taught vet science at Adelaide.
Yeah.
Well, this, I think, is always going to be the first cohort of students that really saw the revolution in how education is going to be in the future.
Yeah. And what about in terms of staff development and training? Is there a big agenda before this cohort of students comes in at the beginning of next semester?
Yes, there is. What's interesting is that the more we investigate some of the issues and what might be available, what might not, so we're actually discovering that it might be easier than we were anticipating. There's a remarkable set of resources out there already. We knew about some of them, but now that we've made the announcement, an awful lot of people are coming out of the woodwork and telling us about wonderful stuff that's available out there, either free or very cheap. And I think we're going to find this transition easier than I was anticipating.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always good news. And I guess one other question
I'm an optimist as well.
a dean of science is an optimist. That's good. That's a good combination.
How many iPads are we talking about, Bob?
Well, if it had been this year, it would have been just under 1,000, and we're in a growth environment, so I suspect it'll be close to 1,000, maybe a little bit over.
That's a lot of iPads floating around the campus.
It is. There's quite a few floating around the campus already, of course. They're a popular device, but we didn't approach Apple until after we'd made the decision to do this, but obviously there were some interesting questions we had to raise, like can you provide 1,000 iPads for us by the start of first semester next year? And the answer was yes, they can. I mean, obviously they're very keen to support the project, and they've thrown some of their technical support behind us to help out. But you know, the decision around the device was quite an interesting
one. We know Apple better than you do, okay?
I'm sure
you yourself confessed that. But the truth of the matter is, we know how Apple works, and Apple did not give you. Maybe I should phrase it as a question. Did they give you a discount?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
I can tell you.
There has been a couple of comments out there that this is an Apple generated project. Absolutely not. We went to our IT services people here and sought, you know, professional advice on what the best hardware was to do this, and they came back with the advice that yes, the iPad looked like the best thing for what sciences is trying to do. This might not be right for every discipline, but for what we're trying to do, the iPad is the right solution.
And Apple's philosophy, by the way, that's global. They just don't. You can't even get staff discounts at times.
No, and look, to be honest,
we've tried getting discounts from Apple, if you're listening.
We tried.
And a discount isn't really, I mean, wasn't the main driver for us anyway. Compared to other devices, the iPad is not especially expensive. It's expensive compared to an e-reader. But an e-reader is just a book reader. And I mean, while that's fine if you want to read books, we're looking for an interactive education experience here.
Yeah.
And the book reading part of it is the trivial end of what we're trying to achieve.
So there's a very exciting prospect here. Anyone who wants to come to Adelaide University and do science Enrol in first year from 2011. There's exciting prospects for you. Not just a free iPad, a whole new era in teaching and learning.
It's tremendous. I've got just one quick last question. You're going to have people who do science that are not in science. Is that right? They don't enrol in science.
Oh, no, that's true. We have people in first year classes that aren't science program students. Yes. So in the first year, there will be some people who don't have the iPads in some of our classes. And quite simply, the way we deal with that is that we can't in the first year make this so built into the course that you must have one in order for you to be successful in that course.
Yes.
This is an add-on which will allow students to be part of the big experiment, but it's not an essential component of the course.
It's important because, you know, then no one's going to get disadvantaged.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's something we're committed to.
Great. Well, we'll be talking to you further about this project as it unfolds, Bob, and we'll no doubt be talking to a few students next year and see.
We'll talk to a few students next week,
and we'll see what they think about the program. So, Bob, thank you very much for talking to us. Alan and I just have to get you to sign our enrolment papers for next year, and then we'll let you head off. This has been Ian Green, Alan Carrington, talking to Professor Bob Hill, University of Adelaide, Between the Buttons.